Good evening, each and every one of you. I bring you greetings from Tucson, Arizona today, not Tampa, Florida. And I'm still broadcasting to you worldwide, to our worldwide listeners on this third Sunday service, May 15th, 2022. I am Miss Inez, broadcasting to you on this Sunday service to listeners worldwide. Now, let's give Reverend Carolyn Williamson of Yakima, Washington, a warm and spiritual round of applause. Let's put our hands together. Yes, indeed. Yeah. Yes, go ahead and welcome and greet us, Reverend Carolyn.
Amen. Greeting in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Truly it's a blessing to be in the land of the living. Hallelujah. So many are leaving here, but God is still keeping us.
Yes.
And so I thank God for this coming to share the word of the Lord to someone out in radio land, hallelujah, to seek Jesus,
Amen.
To come to know Jesus, to live for Jesus, to love him with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. So I just thank God for this time. I just said, Lord, have your way, have your way, have your way. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Yes. And before you do your song, we're going to have Reverend Ron greet us, and then we'll have you sing a song, Reverend Carolyn.
Good evening, everyone. God bless you. Glad to be a part of another one of God's services. Living the last days, but loving the days I live, because every day with Jesus, sweeter than the day before.
Amen.
So God bless you all, and I'm glad to be with you. Amen.
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 Thank you. Amen. Go ahead, Reverend Carolyn.
Amen. There's beauty in our brokenness. Oh, I got your love instead of pain. Oh, Lord, the freedom. Though you captured me, Lord, I've got joy instead of mourning. Lord, you give me joy down deep in my soul. Oh, God, down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul. Yeah. You give me joy down deep in my soul. Oh, God. Down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul, ooh, I never felt so free, caught in your love for me, Lord. I've never been more secure, knowing your heart, oh God. I've never been so free, caught in your love for me, yeah. I've never been more secure, knowing your heart, God, because you give me joy down deep in my soul, oh, God, down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul. Lord, you give me so much joy down deep in my soul, way down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul, I never felt so free, caught in your love for me, Lord. I've never been more secure, knowing your heart, oh God, I've never been so free, caught in your love for me, I've never been more secure, knowing your heart, Lord, because you give me joy down deep in my soul, oh God, down deep in my soul, way down deep in my soul, you give me joy down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul. Oh, Lord, you give me joy, so much joy. Ooh, glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
My Lord,
amen.
Yes,
amen. Yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh,
amen,
thank you,
amen.
Thank you, yes.
Joy, deep in my soul. Yes.
Joy,
now you will have a scripture,
down.
An invocational prayer by Reverend Ron Marshall out of Little Rock, Arkansas.
Amen.
For our scripture reading, the first numbers of Psalms, verses 1 through 6.
Amen.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in that law do he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. For the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Father, in the name of Jesus, this evening, Lord, as we and as you look at what's going on in the earth, the devil running to and fro, seeking whom he can devour, we understand, Lord, that we need you, and we can't make it without you. We understand that without your hands of protection, then we can't stand the storm. We understand without you, God, all things fail. And with you, all things are possible. We thank you this evening. We realize that we need you to keep us under the shadow in the name of Jesus. Keep us under your shadows. Keep us in your secret provision in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, as we go to and for, protect us and let the angels guard us as we walk in and walk out. And we ask you to bind all the powers of darkness, all the powers of darkness that Lucifer is using to possess people in the land. We ask you to bind it in the name of Jesus. Asking you to loose all the powers of heaven upon your people, especially those of the household of faith, in the name of Jesus. Lord, save the lost. Save those that are confused. Save those that have been given erroneous doctrines to go out and murder and kill. Change their mind and their hearts, even while they're in the act, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, we know that you said we're living in the last days. So since we are, we're relying upon you. We know that we can't do nothing without you. And we know that if you don't build the house, all the builders build in vain. We know if you don't watch over the city, the watchmen watch it in vain. But since you sit high and you look low, and since you say you love us more than we will ever know, we ask in God that you keep us in your spirit. Let us be humble enough within, save enough within, sanctified enough within to follow the Holy Ghost and listen to his voice. Thou would do these things for us. We'll be careful and we'll give the name the praise of Jesus forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. That was wonderful. Thank you. Many of you have heard Reverend Carolyn Williamson, who is a woman of God, speak each third Sunday. Well, today, it's not going to be any different. She's going to speak to us out of her heart. She's going to speak to us like she's never spoken to us before, because that's just what she does. She's going to speak to us because she has words from on high that have been given to her, as she is a vessel in God's kingdom, to give us what is on her heart and what God has blessed her to give to us. She is the type of woman that holds back no hallelujahs, no praise the Lord. So maybe running up and down. If she's not driving, she'd be running up and down the church aisle because she doesn't let nothing hold her down. She's just a free spirit. And because you can't hold down God's people no matter how hard you try. So you can try to bridle their tongue, but God has other ways to put words out in the atmosphere to feed his sheep and his flock to Heavenly Father so that they can hear his voice, so that they can come to him, so that they know who is speaking. You hear that tiny, tiny voice. So the next voice you will hear after Reverend Carolyn Williamson gives us a song, because this is what she does. She sings, she preaches, she speaks. She goes to the highways, the byways, the prisons, supermarkets, marketplaces, street corners, in her car. It doesn't matter where she is. That's where her podium is. So after the next song you hear from Reverend Carolyn Williamson, what she brings to us from on high, she will feed her. Treat the flock of God in Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord. If it wasn't for the Lord, tell me what would I do? Oh, Lord, what would I do? Tell me what would I do, you know, if it wasn't for the Lord? Somebody tell me what would I do? I want you to know that he's everything to me. He's water in dry places. Oh, yeah, he's bread in a starving land. He's my rock and my shelter. He holds me by my hand, y'all. And when the world forsake me, close by my side, I know he'll stand. I know that he's everything to me. If it wasn't for the Lord, somebody tell me what would I do, y'all? Oh, yeah. What would I do? I know. What would I do? What would I do? Yeah. If it wasn't for the Lord, tell me what would I do? I know that he's everything to me. Oh, yeah. Ooh, he's water in dry places. Oh, yeah, and he's bread in a starving land. Oh, yeah, he's my rock and my shelter. Yes, he holds me by my hand, y'all. Yeah. When all this old world forsake me, close by my side he will stand. Yeah, yeah. I want you to know he's every, oh my Lord, he's everything, everything oh. to me. Yeah, 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 yeah. If it wasn't for the Lord, somebody tell me what, tell me what would I do, y'all? Oh, tell me what would I do, y'all? What would I do? If it wasn't for the Lord, tell me what would I do? Yeah, yeah. I want you to know he's he's everything, yeah, everything to me. He's he's everything to me. He's he's everything to me.
Amen.
Oh, bless the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Master, hallelujah. Oh, Father, thank you, Lord God. I give you honor. I give you praise. I give you glory. God, you're everything to me. I pray, dear God, hallelujah, as your word go forth, hallelujah, that someone will make you everything to them. Hallelujah, because truly you're water, you're bread, you're a doctor, you're a lawyer, you're a friend when you're friendless. Hallelujah, you hope when it's hopeless. Hallelujah, when you help when there's nobody around. Oh, God, I bless your name. I pray, God, that you let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart. Hallelujah. Let them be pleasing to you, oh God, for you are my strength and you are my redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name, I ask and I pray, and I thank you in advance. Amen, amen, hallelujah.
Amen.
There's
amen.
A word from the Lord today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to come from Jeremiah, hallelujah, today. Jeremiah, the 18th chapter. I'm going to read 1 through 6, but I want to focus on the 6th verse. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 18, 1 through 6. It says, a word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. And then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hands of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, says the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. I want to call your attention to a thought. You can look at yourself, look at your neighbor if you're with somebody, or you can just tell yourself that I want the Lord to work on me. Glory to God. I want the Lord to work on me. Glory to God. Tell somebody, let me hear you say, I want the Lord to work on me. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
I want the Lord
hallelujah.
To work on me. Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. I want him to work on me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, as I thought about this text, you know, people are working on a lot of things in this day and time. They're working on their cars. They're working on their houses. They're working on their marriages. They're working on ministry. I mean, they're working so on and on and on so many things, but not many people want the Lord to work on them. I, I, don't know about nobody, but hallelujah. When I, bless the Lord, oh my soul, glory to God, accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, he began to work on me. He began to work on you. Hallelujah. And you ought to be glad today. I don't know about you, but I'm glad that the Lord is still working on me. Glory to God. So many are dead and gone, and so many are leaving here, but God still has an opportunity to work on you and to work on me if we want him to work on us. Glory to God. We've got to make up in our minds that we want the Lord, hallelujah, to work on us. Hallelujah. Here in the text, in the 18th chapter, God speaks to Jeremiah and gives him instruction. How many of you know that every day of our lives as children of God, God desires to give us instruction. He desires to lead us. He desires to guide us. He desires to teach us. Hallelujah. The scripture says in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, we're very familiar with it. It says, trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding, but in all of our ways we acknowledge the Lord, and he will direct our path. I don't know about you today, but I want the Lord to work on me. Glory to God. And if I want him to work on me, I have to acknowledge him. I cannot lean to my own understanding. You cannot lean to your own understanding. We've got to be grateful for the grace that God gives us. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Each new day, glory to God, that he can work in our life. But he gives Jeremiah. He gives Jeremiah instructions. And he tells Jeremiah to go down to the potter's house. Where is God telling you to go today? Hallelujah. I got a made up mind. Wherever he said go, I'm going. Glory to God. Whatever he say, say, I'm saying it. Hallelujah. Because more than anything in this day and time, I want to hear the voice of the Lord. Glory to God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I want to hear him speak to me. Glory to God. As he speak to me, as he's working on me, I could be all that he want me to be. I could do all that he want me to do. You can be all that he wants you to be. You can do all that he wants you to do. Glory to God.
Amen.
Go where he wants
Amen.
You to go. Say where you. I don't know about nobody today, but I want the Lord to keep working on me. Work on me, Master. Work on me. Work on me. Work on me. Hallelujah. And so God tells Jeremiah, he said, you can hear me now, Jeremiah. Sometimes God got to get us in a sacred place. He got to get us away from all the confusion and all the distraction and all the division so that we can hear what he wants to speak to us. Glory to God. So he gives Jeremiah instructions to go down to the potter house. And once Jeremiah got to the potter house, the scripture says that he saw the potter working on the wheel. He says that the vessel that the potter made that was of clay was marred. How many of you know that we got some marring on us? We got some defects.
Yes.
We got some issues. Yes. We got some things that the potter needs to cut off, needs to move out the way, needs to plug out, and needs to deliver us out of. We got to let God work on us to get rid of all this stuff that is not pleasing to him. I don't know about nobody today. I hope and pray that out in radio land there is someone that is willing today to make up their mind, glory to God, hallelujah, to be the clay that's in the potter's hand, God, and let God work on them, hallelujah. Let God do what he wants to do, because regardless of whether we want to admit it, whether we want to believe it, whether we want to accept it, we are in the hands of God. The whole world, the songwriter says that he has the whole world in his hands. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. He's got you and me, brother, in his hand. He's got the little bitty babies. Glory to God. He's got everybody in his hand. But some people are willing to allow God to work on them. And some people are stubborn, and some people are rebellious. Huh. Y'all remember, hallelujah, when the Apostle Paul was traveling to Damascus, he didn't want God to work on him, but God had to stop him in his tracks so that he can work on him. I know that there's somebody, hallelujah, out there in radio land that God may have to stop you in your tracks, glory to God, so that he can work on you. But he wished that we as people would yield and humble ourselves, hallelujah, before him and under his mighty hand and allow him to work the work that he wants to work in our lives. And so God tells Jeremiah, he says, look at the clay that is marred. Look at the clay that is defected. Look at the clay that's got problems, got issues. No matter what is, I like the fact, glory to God, I'm trying to come down here, glory to God, but I like that the clay was in the potter's hand, which says to me that we can be messed up. Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord. Help me, Jesus. But we're still in the potter's hand. Aren't you glad today that in spite of your imperfections, in spite of my imperfections, in spite of our shortcomings, in spite of our sins and our faults and our errors, we're still in, oh, my God. Come in the potter's hand. Come on, somebody. Glory to God.
Because
we're in the potter's hand, he has the opportunity to work on me. And I don't know about nobody this afternoon, but I don't want to be in my own hands. Because I remember the time when I was in my own hands and I did what I wanted to do. I went where I wanted to go. But not only that, I said what I wanted to say. And not only that, I did what I wanted to do. And everything that I said and everything that I done and wherever I went, it was not pleasing to the master. But let me tell you, even though it was not pleasing, I thank God that I was still in his hands. Hallelujah. I thank God that he was still working on me. And that's why I said, Lord, here am I. Whatever you want to do in my life, I surrender my life unto you, Lord. And I say, Lord, work on me. Work on me. I wonder if there's anybody out there in radio land that really wants the Lord to work on you. Let me tell you, the Bible says here that the potter took the clay that was marred in his hands and he made it into another vessel. Let me tell you, God takes you and I and he mold us and he make us and he mars and he make us and he mold us. And when we don't turn out, come on somebody, when we don't turn out the way he wants us to turn out, he said, I got to say, like, I think it's Diedrich Haddon, I hear him say, Lord, make me over again. Lord, make me over again. I'm trying to tell somebody, you got to let God work on you. You got to want him to work on you. You got to tell him, Lord, I know I'm marred in your hands. I know I'm messed up in your hands, but I know that you can make something good out of something bad. Oh, I wish I had a witness here. Even when it's messed up, God can take what's messed up, and he can turn it around. He can make it be beautiful. I heard Jeremiah when he said in the 29th chapter, he said, I know the plans that I have towards you, and I know it's a good plan, and not an evil one, but I want to give you a future. I'm trying to tell somebody, you got to want God to work on you. When you tell God, when you tell the Lord, say, Lord, I want you to work on me. Don't get off the wheel. Stay on the wheel. It keeps turning around and around. And sometimes the potter has to stop the wheel. Can y'all imagine? The wheel is spinning with you and I on it. And he got to stop the wheel because he sees some defect in the wheel. And when there's defect, when there's an issue with the clay, it can't be made the way God wanted to make, make it. And so therefore you have to stop the wheel. And he has to take off what's not right. He has to move the rocks, move the stony heart, move the rebellion, remove the stiff neck, remove the stubbornness, remove the lying, remove the cheating, removing the whoremongering, removing the adulterers, removing everything that's not like him. And I like it, I like it, I like it that he makes it all over again. I told the Lord a long time ago, Lord, make me over, make me over, make me over, make me over again. And so the text says here that God says to the house of Israel, God said to you and I today, he said, cannot I, now he asking you and I a question. He said, cannot I do what I want to do as this potter can do it to the clay? He said, cannot I do what I want to do? I want to make a difference in your life. I want to clean you up. I want to make you what I want you to be. I want to do a great thing in your life. Oh, my God, oh, my God. So he says to you and I today, he says, just like the clay is in the pot of hand, he says, so are you in my hand? Let us not think that we're in our own hands, that we can do what we want to do, say what we want to say, go where we want to go, act how we want to act. No, 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 no. We're in the Lord's hands. And because, I don't know about you today, but because of the flaw, because of the blemishes, because of the damage that might be in our lives, when we surrender our lives to the Lord, when we say, Lord, have your way in my life, when we say, Lord, you're the potter, and I'm the clay. Lord, make me and mold me. Make me and mold me. Make me, mold me. Make me and mold me in your own way. And then God can work on me. And I don't know about nobody today, but I know one thing for sure. That when he began to work on you, the Bible said that he that began the good work in you, he shall complete it. He shall finish it. All you have to do is make up in your mind that you want the Lord to work on you. Say, Lord, I'll be still and know that you are God. I'll be still, and I'll let you work your work in my life. And when he's working on me, ooh, my Lord, hallelujah, when he's working on you, I'm going to tell you what happens. When he's really, really working in our life, when he's really, really working on me, when he's really, really working on you, we'll let our light shine that somebody can see Jesus. We'll let our light shine that somebody can come to the knowledge of the saving grace of Jesus. For I read in his word that it's by grace that we are saved and not of ourselves. Oh, my Lord, I'm trying to tell somebody, I want the Lord to work on me. And when he's working on me, I don't care about my will. All I want is his will to be done. All I want is his way. All I want is his word to be carried out in my life. And because that's what I want, I'm going to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And I realize that as I put him first, as I do what's right and pleasing in his sight, he said, whatever you need, whatever you need, he said he will supply every one of your needs. I'm not talking, I'm trying to tell somebody today, you got to want the Lord. to work on you. And when you work, when he's working on you, you can say like Jesus said. Jesus told his mother, Mary, and his father, Joseph. He said, I must be about my father's business. While he's working on me, I got to work the work of him while it's day, because I realize that night is coming and I won't be able to do no work. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord, I'm on the wheel, Lord. You are the potter and I am the clay. You can do what you want to do in my life, oh God. Mold me. Mold me, Lord. Mold me, good God Almighty. Hallelujah.
Mold me,
Lord. Make me, Lord. I hear you, Lord. Whatever you want me to be, whatever you want me to do, just have your way in my life. Have your way. And because the Lord is having his way, because the Lord is working on me, I gotta be steadfast and unmovable. You got to continue with the work of the Lord. See, I'm gonna tell you something. When the Lord is working on you, you can't stop. You can't get weary. You gotta keep on letting him work. You gotta keep on doing his work. You got to keep on letting him follow, let him lead you. You got to keep on following him. And one of these old days, you hear the Lord say, well done, my good and faithful servant. I don't know about you today, but I thank God for his word. I thank God that I need him. I want him. I want him. I need him to work on me. I need him. I want him. Don't stop, Lord. Don't stop, Lord. Because let me tell you something. Jesus came down 2,000 years ago just so that God can work on you. Jesus came down so that God can work on me. Jesus came down and he gave his life as a ransom for my sins, for your sins. I read in the word, if it had not been for the shedding of blood, there would be no forgiveness. Thank you, dear Lord. There would be no forgiveness. Thank you, dear Lord. There would be no forgiveness of our sins. Thank you, dear Lord. Because we got defects. Because we're still being worked on. Hallelujah. God still loves us. God gave his son. He was whipped and he was beaten. He was beaten and he was whipped all day long. He bled and he died for every one of our sins. But I'm so glad that was the end of the story. Even though they laid him in a bar or two, he didn't stay there. Oh, Lord. He got up early Sunday morning with all power in his hand. And I read in his word, he ascended back to heaven. He ascended back to sit at the right hand of his Father. And I want to let you know today that he's a soon coming king. He's a soon coming king. He's coming back again. But will you truly let him work on you? Will you tell him with a sincere heart, Lord, here am I. Work on me, oh God. Work on me, oh God. I want you to work on me. Just like the clay is in the potter's hand. You are the potter, and I am that piece of clay. So I want you to work on me, Lord. Have your way. Everything that's not like you, dear Lord. I want you to move it, God. I want you to purge me, Lord. I want you to cleanse me, Lord. I want you to do what you want to do in my life. Oh God, work on me. Work on me. Work on me. I want the Lord to work on me. Is there anybody in Facebook land? Is there anybody in radio land? Want the Lord to work on me? You can tell the Lord, Lord, work on me. Because I want to be all you have me to be. Even though I got some defects. Even though I got some shortcomings, even though I'm struggling, hallelujah, but I know I'm in your hands, Master. Hallelujah. Because I'm in your hand, I want you to work on me. I want you to lay your hands, keep your hands on me. Hallelujah. Don't never let go of me, God. Hallelujah. Make me over again. Make me that vessel that is pleasing to me. Make me that vessel that will give you glory, that will give you honor. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior. I thank you, Lord God. Father, work on us, work on us, work on us. I want you to work on me. Hallelujah. Your life. You gave your life so that I could be worked on, and I'm so grateful. Hallelujah. He's coming back again. We must be ready. But before he come back, we must allow him to continue to work on us. Hallelujah. As the potter is working on the clay, in spite of the clay being marred, in spite of the clay having blemishes and defects, it was still in the master's hand, so that the master could work on it and make it what he wanted to make, what is pleasing to him. I pray that someone in Radio Land will make a decision. Hallelujah. Just as the clay is in the potter's hands, you're in the hands of God. I'm in the hands of God. But God wants us to surrender and yield to him and allow him to work his perfect work in our lives. If there's one in Radio Land, hallelujah, contact Do It All in the Mall Radio. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They will send you material. Someone will reach out. Reach out to me through Facebook, hallelujah, Messenger, whatever. Hallelujah. I pray with you. I'll encourage you in your Christian journey and your walk with the Lord. You will, only thing you will regret is that you never made the decision a whole lot sooner to follow Christ. Hallelujah. That would be the best decision you could ever make in your life. Hallelujah. It's accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the one who bled and died at Calvary's cross for all of my sins, for all of the sins of the world. The scripture said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into this world to condemn you. He didn't send his son to condemn you, but he sent his son that you might be saved. Hallelujah. And if you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord, glory to God, thou shalt be saved. Because with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So if there's one today, hallelujah, that don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sins, you can say, Lord, please forgive me of my sins. Hallelujah. I confess that I'm a sinner and I need a Savior, and your son Jesus is the Savior of the world. Come into my heart. Come into my life. I vow to live for you. I want you to work on me. Hallelujah. I'll be the clay so that you can make me and mold me in your way, that I can be and do and go and speak everything that you would have me to for your glory, to advance your kingdom. And when it's all said and done, hallelujah, I can hear you say, well done. If there's one today, I would like to say welcome to the best family, the greatest family that you could ever be a part of, and that is the family of God. Hallelujah. And one day, hallelujah, we'll be around the throne. Ooh, bless his name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we'll be saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lamb of God. He that sitteth on the throne. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I say welcome to the family. Welcome, welcome. The Bible said that the angels in heaven rejoiceth over one sinner that come to repentance. So whether it's one or whether it's 21 or 101, I say welcome to the family of God. And I rejoice in the Lord over souls coming to the kingdom. Hallelujah. Thank you and welcome to the family. I want God to continue to work on me. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes,
after I recognize Pastor Betty Bennett, I'm going to have her say a few words and greet us, and we'll have a song from Reverend Ronnie Marshall, Don't Turn Away from God.
Amen.
Go ahead and greet us, Pastor Betty Bennett.
Amen. Good afternoon to all of you.
Good afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Again, I bring you greetings from Harvest World Ministries International, located here in Little Rock, Arkansas. It is such a privilege and an opportunity. I haven't had a chance to dial in very much, but I dial in at an appropriate time tonight. Amen.
I do.
That word from Reverend Williamson was awesome. Amen. That made us over. How many of us know that we need to be made over daily?
Amen.
That's
amen.
So that we can
hallelujah.
Walk out.
Yes, Master. Work
way
on me.
God want us to do. So, God, work on us. Work on me.
Yes, Master.
Right.
I surrender. Hallelujah. I'm all in. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah.
All
I'm all in.
In.
Yes,
all
Master. Yes, Sister. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
My God.
Awesome
amen.
Word. Awesome, awesome word. Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Distractions, disturbances going on in this world today. You know, we would be remiss if we say it didn't bother us. And so it does bring about distractions in our lives, issues, concerns, you know, things to throw us off track, to get us off our destiny plan that God already has preordained for us.
Like
a freight train, it has to be re-railed. Amen.
That's
and
right.
Then you have to
amen.
Go back onto the pilot's wheel.
That's right. I'm getting on the wheel, sister.
Up again. We got a problem.
Ooh, glory.
On the wheel.
Hallelujah.
So
yes, Master.
God. Amen for that awesome message, Reverend Williams.
Hallelujah.
And
amen.
For reminding
God bless.
Us. That we need to be made over. We need to
that's
ask
right.
God.
Yeah.
Work on us.
To make us over. Work on us, God. Don't
yes, work on us,
on
Master.
Us.
Yes, Lord.
So that we can continue to do the effective
yes,
work
Master.
That you have called us to do. We
amen.
Do
amen.
God, you working on us, through us, in us, and for us, Lord.
I know that's
so
right. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
So I pray
that's
today,
right.
God, for you. Sister Inez, thank you, praise God, for Reverend Williamson.
Yeah, thank you.
Again, what a mighty, mighty, awesome, awesome word from God. Don't
amen.
Stop. Don't
amen.
Stop
amen.
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 A lot more
amen.
To hear that. Amen.
Amen. God
amen.
Bless
amen.
You, God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Betty Bennett. And the sermon today was, I want the Lord to work on me, taken from Jeremiah 18:1-6. Thank you from that word from heaven. And as I like to do is give the Lord a hand praise. And so let's give the Lord a hand praise for that message. And we'll hear the song, Don't Turn Away from God, because if you turn away from
turn
God,
away.
He won't be able to work
disaster.
On it. So let's not turn away
that's
from
right,
God.
That's right.
That,
I know that's right.
And then we'll go from there. So thank you
hallelujah.
Again. Don't turn away from God. Yeah.
Yes,
yes.
Master.
Don't do it. Come on.
Whatever you do, my Lord. Hallelujah. Whatever you do, don't you get off that wheel. Hallelujah.
Come on. Yes.
Oh, Master. Oh, Lord, don't you. Whatever you do. Hallelujah, better hold on, get on the wheel. Come on, turn. Yes, Master. my Lord, my Lord.
He'll be with me till the end, in the time.
Yes, Lord.
Come on, don't cry.
My Lord. My Lord, hallelujah. Don't turn. Work on me, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you, Master. Reverend Ronnie Marshall, Don't Turn Away From God. Main song on his Don't Turn Away From God album. He will be preaching to us on the fourth Sunday, so please tune in to fourth Sunday.
Amen.
And also support him and his ministry, his song ministry. And you can either get it from iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, anything. Music media, you can purchase his songs, or you can even listen to him on next Sunday and talk to him directly if you want to. But he will be preaching to us on next Sunday evening, the fourth Sunday.
Yes.
I want to thank everybody for joining us today. Our announcements for the day are May 16th, Tuesday. As Miss Inez says, let's talk about it. And that's 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then the 18th Thursday is the View of the Kingdom. Don't know what their topic is, but, man, they have some dynamic topics talking about the God's ideal woman, God's ideal man for God's ideal woman, the woman of God. So please tune in on Thursday, and that's at 3 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Central, and 6 p.m. Eastern. And if you want to keep Let's Do Radio on the air, you can cash at me at $ANAISEVALCOUR, so we can keep this ministry online throughout the week, and then you can hear from us and have other people join us for their different segments. So please join us again. That's Cash App, $ANAISEVALCOUR. And if you want to hear this segment again, you can always go to doitallinthemall.com and go to your right-hand side where you'll see a radio icon. And there you can click on this segment or this episode and any other episode that's ever been played and that you want to hear episodes over and over and over again. And you're free to peruse all the way from, oh my goodness, I think we've been doing this 5 years now. So there's 5 years worth of listening pleasure. I guess you can binge if you want to, as they say. But that's going to be a lot of binging. But I want to thank each and every one of our worldwide listeners for tuning in today and helping us carry on this this Let's Do It Radio. And if you would bow your heads for this inspirational prayer, because there is so much going on in the world today, all these people dying unnecessarily, and it's just sad that people still hate people in the world. Why can't we all just live together, which I'm sorry, something is wrong. But, you know, we have to take the hate and the evil out of those who don't like other people, and they just they just keep hate in their heart, is what I'm trying to say. And so, if you would please bow your head, Almighty and loving Father, Creator of heaven and earth, the Father of our living Son, Jesus Christ, who rose from the dead on the resurrection day, We praise you and we adore you, and you are the King of Kings. We humbly bow our heads and ask for your forgiveness for our sins, because he didn't have to do it, but I'm so glad he did. Have mercy on us, O Lord. We have gathered beneath the cross in your presence. We open our hearts, minds, and souls to worship you. You sent your Son, so please send us your Holy Spirit to be our guide and give us the wisdom to understand your will and your way. Enlighten our minds and put them at peace, and let your love be upon us. Thank you that together we just all join you worldwide, listeners across the radio, to glorify your holy name. We humbly ask you, Father, for your precious time you have given us. Inspire us and lead us in your perilous times together. All this we pray through your Lord Jesus Christ, your precious Son,
Lord,
who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever. We ask this in your darling Son Jesus' name. Amen. So thank you, each and every one
Amen.
Of you, for joining us again today as we close with our Do It All in the Mall prayer. And like I said, if you want to reach us out to us, you can email us at letsdoitradio@gmail.com. If you want to be on the air, if you have a segment you'd like to be on, or speak to me on Miss Inez Says, let's talk about it. I'd love to have you join me on Tuesday. That's coming up in a couple of days. So please, 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 thank you. And please be kind one to another. And if you don't do anything else, please be kind to one another and give out something free, which I call a smile, and see how much people appreciate what you have done for them. There's no further words from on high. We will close out on our prayer, and join us next Sunday as Reverend Lonnie Marshall speaks to us from heaven.
Lord Jesus, we ask you to help us to understand and strengthen us to provide for ourselves and our communities by working together. It takes each and every one of us to come together as the kings and queens that we are and have always been. Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for our online listeners as well. Amen. Good night.